There has been something inexplicable going on somewhere deep within me this Advent. And I'm finding it difficult to put it into words. But Christmas, its true meaning and all its implications is overwhelming me. Of course, you might say Christmas is the commemoration of Jesus' incarnation into the world by which human redemption has been accomplished. And this, of itself, is a big deal. I am saying that I am being pulled to that which is beyond the obvious. On the one hand, Christmas is what humanity has been awaiting for ages, for centuries, for millennia. Humanity has awaited the incarnation. On the other hand, not just humanity, but time and space, the earth, all of creation, the entire universe, heaven and hell, all of it has been touched by the incarnation. Nothing remains untouched by the birth of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. As I said, I'm struggling to put my sentiments into words, but in 3 points, here is a very inadequate and imperfect rendering of my thoughts. First, Christmas is the commemoration of God coming into the world, not as anything else, but the human person. God did not become human for its own sake. Athanasius, a 3rd century church father, said it in these provocative words. He said, God became man so that man might become God. That man might become God. Simply put, God became human so that humanity might become divine. Now, this has implications beyond the obvious. In becoming human, Christ has raised the dignity of the human person. Humanity has been touched by God. Humanity has been sanctified by God. Humanity has been redeemed by God. Consequently, every human person, already created in the image and likeness of God, now has a renewed divine dignity. And the incarnation accomplishes that. At Christmas, divinity is infused into humanity in a radically new way. So, know this, please. Know this. Child or adult, man or woman, black, white or brown, citizen, refugee or immigrant. And some of you may have trouble with what I'm saying right now, but I need to say it. And there are people out there who need to hear it. But gay, straight, queer, transgender, every human person, including those we consider our enemy, has been touched and sanctified and redeemed by Christ. The practical implication of this Christmas reality is that we approach every human person, that we approach every human person, no matter who they are, with a sense of divine awe. Secondly, perhaps I won't burst your bubble if I said that even though we celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December, we really don't know the date of Christ's birth. I hope that is not new to you. Historically, nobody for certain knows the year, the date, or the time that Jesus was born. Now, for some, this might be a problem. For me, it points to something beyond the obvious. God is eternal and outside the realm of time and space. But by entering time and space, God touched and sanctified and redeemed time, space, and history. And this has implications. Christmas is not about a day. Christmas is not about the 25th of December. Every day, every hour, every moment is Christmas. The greatest disfavor we do to the Christ event is to restrict Christmas to a day, to a time, to a season. On that first Christmas, whenever it was, eternity touched time and space and history. So the practical implication is simply this, that today and every day, this hour and every hour, this moment and every moment, live like it is Christmas, because every day, every hour, every moment is indeed Christmas. And finally, we may not know the exact date or the exact time of Christ's birth, but there is no ambiguity about Jesus' place of birth or where he lived and worked. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Historically, we know this. We know the places where he lived, worked, died, and was buried. Again, this has implications beyond the obvious. All of creation, the entire universe, and our earth was qualitatively different before Christ stepped into it. In the words of the great theologian and scientist Teilhard de Chardin, the incarnation is a making new, a restoration of all the universe's forces and powers. Christ is the instrument, the center, the end of the whole of animate and material creation. Through him, everything is created, sanctified, and vivified. Even though God created the earth and all in it and around it, by his incarnation, death, and resurrection, every created reality has been touched by God, sanctified by God, and redeemed by God in a radically new way. And folks, we are part of that creation, of that universe. We are in God's universe. Our earth is especially sacred because Christmas happened on this earth. Our earth is especially holy because God walked the face of this earth. Our earth is holy because it held the body of the crucified Lord. Our earth is holy because the risen Lord unsealed the tomb and set the earth and humanity free. The practical implication is simply this, that if Christmas means anything to us, we must uphold the sanctity of the earth, everything in it and around it. This is the earth that held the body of Christ. Let us tread carefully on the same earth upon which Christ trod. For this reason alone, we must preserve and nurture the sanctity of the earth. So let me conclude with this. Think about the grandeur of the incarnation upon which I just reflected. Think about all the implications of the incarnation that I just spoke about. And now think that all that grandeur was in a tiny, little, helpless baby. And today, all that I just described to you, that whole grandeur of the incarnation, will be in a simple piece of bread and just ordinary wine on this altar, right here in our midst. What shall we call this? What shall we call this? We call this Christmas. I wish you all a blessed, holy, peace-filled, and love-filled Christmas.